Well, the ball into the penalty area, and FC needs to deal with this, and it's a great save, but it's an opportunity again, and it's in the back of the net. Well, that came out of nothing. We were checking our watch. The ball went over the top, and FC United out at the back. Jerome Wright was not in the right position there. Corbett didn't do anything either, and out came Carnell. It was a good save by Carnell initially, but we were all checking what time and how many minutes we'd played, and in all fairness, a scrappy goal and a scrappy bit of commentating to boot. I do apologise. It's 1-0 to Arfleton.
Well, it's that man Sam Smith again. He scored twice in his debut against us in October, and he had two bites at the cherry there. The first one, Carnell got something behind, but when the ball broke loose, there was nothing to stop him stroking it into the goal.
Well, that was it was lackadaisical. Well, the question came in, will we keep a clean sheet today? I think that's been answered in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Well, Alperton do love to trade goals.
898 today's attendance, 350 of which have come from FC United.
Well, let's see if these 350 can roar on the boys in the second half, as Jerome Knight right now plays it back to Thompson. Thompson takes a touch inside to Kay. Kay with a little bit of room now. He's got a sight of goal, but he chips it towards the back post, and Wolfenden's there. Heads it across, goals. An opportunity now. Here's an opportunity. Goal! Well, where goal. Great header there by Matty Wolfenden into Thompson on the half volley on the 6-yard area. FC United back on level terms. Exactly what Carr would have wanted in the opening 5 minutes of this second half. Good play there. Ussing them up really, really well, and a well-taken goal.
The utter simplicity of Scott Kay having the ball, playing the ball to the back post to where Wolfie was waiting for it. He out-jumped his defender, headed it across goal, and George Thompson was there to lash it in, which is what he did basically here last season.
Well, good football from FC United, setting the stall out in this second half well, and getting a goal early in this game to really set up a good contest now. And now Lowe intercepts, and he looks for some support. Jerome Wright puffs his chest out, waits and delays the ball, and it's just a little bit too much, and defended really well. And then they clear the lines, and they say, with a clearance in this kind of game, it goes from defence to attack very, very quickly. West Carr now back on the ball, chips it towards the back post there, looking for the number 11. He's on there, heads it goal bound. Well, there was no one defending the ball, but it was a weak header, and FC United could start from the back right-hand side now with Williams. Well, it's end-to-end stuff at this moment in time, and FC United very unlucky not to have maybe made better of that, but they've given the ball away with Williams. And then again, the ball chipped from the left back position to the right-hand side. A lovely sweeping ball there by Ryan Wilson. Brings in Jordan Richards. Richards now puts the ball into the penalty. Not the best of balls. Has to be cleared by an FC shirt. It is. And up there's Arneson on the halfway line. Pushing the back. The referee says it's fine. And Terry Kennedy plays it all the way back to Spice. Takes his touch. And then long ball to Jerome Wright's chest. He meets it well. Plays the ball inside now to Sherrington. Sherrington has the movement and the good quality of grace to see on the right hand side. There was Wolford to the byline, get the ball to the penalty area. Oh, and it doesn't quite get to the corner flag. And I think if there's going to be any change in the game, which they're about to, I think Wolford, who's just gone out of the game a little bit, would be a player I'd bring off. And also, I think we know Arneson is the man that's going to come off as well. But the ball on the right hand side into the penalty area now. FC United, a free ball, an opportunity to goal, and a great goal, and a great finish by Wes Atkinson there. Everyone asleep from FC United Manchester. The ball came onto this right hand side. The ball was played in with purpose, but there was just no one there at all to defend the ball. And FC United, well, about to make a double substitution. Is Carr going to change his mind? I can't see him doing it. I think he's going to make that substitution anyway. And FC United on the 77th minute got himself 2-1 down here. And Paul, that was poor.
It was sloppy because we allowed the ball to be played across the box, and there's nobody picking up with Atkinson at all. Well, very, very poor.
A very good finish from Atkinson, you've got to say. He was calm, collected on the ball, and he played it out wide, and in he came, and it was a simple tap-in from about 15 yards, though.